We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, you want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just
me. I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the
ready?
Truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue, and I'm here for the action,
and none but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing in Radio Land? Truth Nation. How you doing, Elizabeth Brown? Elizabeth Brown in the building, in studio.
Hey, happy Thursday. You already know.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now. We got a lot to unpack.
Oh, no doubt.
So, Truth Nation, I'm going to need you to open up your ears, okay?
All facts.
Now, SDC, last week Friday, they announced that they closing the doors.
All facts.
And they got the black man, George Hinton, in the front of this.
All facts.
Because he the CEO.
All facts.
And if you the big dog, you gotta take the heat.
Yeah,
you gotta take that heat. Now, I'm hearing more news, Elizabeth Brown. What's going on?
Hey, so they saying, It's definitely shut down, abruptly closed its locations in Milwaukee and West Allis in the midst of processing some of 800 tax returns, okay? So
what?
The SDC tax program director told WISN 12, shout out to them, she is working with the Internal Revenue Services and have filed extensions by the deadline. So they got 800 people tax returns. Okay.
What?
They were supposed to have been helping. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's an article on that. We're going to try to get that article up. That's crazy.
Look,
you know,
here.
When we talk about programs in the black community, and people get mad when I say we got to do audits.
Come on.
Keep people honest.
Hey.
People want to see, they don't understand. I'm a resource. I became a resource.
Come on.
Without taking one penny.
That part.
So when I'm talking about these organizations with millions of dollars, why would you get mad unless you benefiting?
That part.
Unless you
a part of the mismanagement.
All facts.
Because anybody that wants the best for the community and they want everything to work fine, they not going to get mad at me asking and checking on the finances.
What's crazy is, you know, I'm a true believer in, you know, because literally what we do is God's work. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that could get upset or say they don't like us, you the devil. Like, point blank and period. Everything we do, the only benefit we get is making sure that our people is straight. That's what people not understanding. The people that's really doing the work don't get paid for it, and the people that's getting paid ain't doing no damn work.
And the sad part about it is, y'all like these people.
All
it's
facts.
People that still making excuses. They'll say, well, you know, get in one more chance. How you gonna get in one more chance? They got a chance when they got the position.
Come on.
Ain't no, look, I'm gonna tell you this. This is what makes me upset. Because when people come to me, they want me to bring an outcome, some
All
kind
facts.
Of result, some type of positive outcome.
No doubt.
You tell them you got a whole organization.
That part.
Millions of dollars.
Supposed to be qualified.
At your disposal.
Come
millions
on.
Of dollars. Even if you ain't qualified, you can get somebody or come call me, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. Like, see, the thing is, this is what the problem. The establishment, they are malfeasance.
Man.
They incompetent.
The fifth power.
I'm telling you, and y'all think it's not personal.
It's not at all.
It's not personal. Look at SDC. What's this? It's exactly what I've been saying.
Facts.
And y'all get mad. Oh, Tori just wilding out.
That part.
I'm an advocate. I'm the most requested advocate.
Because you doing the work.
In the state. And when I say stuff, it's still black folks that'll dispute what I'm telling them.
Look here.
And now we got this huge organization. And nobody ain't talking about all the jobs between
Come on.
SDC.
Come on.
85 people.
Mm-hmm.
And NPS 288, close to 300. Look at all these jobs that was lost.
And breaking news, Milwaukee Public School Board member
Aisha Carr
resigns effective immediately.
Right. And when I seen this, look at the pressure that Aisha Carr was under for trying to warn the people. This
Come
is why
on.
I say, y'all can't keep letting the people that's trying to fight for you get dogged out here.
Facts.
And some things you got to take responsibility for as people.
Everybody on this board need to be recalled.
But that's on the people. That's on the people.
All facts.
Okay, so when that don't happen, they know you ain't about that action.
Facts.
So you ain't got to argue.
You are correct.
And I was just talking to one of my good brothers, and I hope he come through today. You know, I was talking to one of my good brothers the other day, and we both agreed that a lot of people just love to talk. They just love to hear themselves say stuff.
Real talk.
And they think it mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And actions speak louder than words.
Always have.
So when you just want to go around and talk, they know you're not going to do nothing. Like, it's all about when you read the Bible,
mm-hmm.
or if you read any religious book, you judge the
book by its cover.
No, the fruit
by
its flavor. Yeah,
uh-huh.
The tree by the fruit.
Okay.
The tree by the fruit that it bears.
Facts.
Okay, so if you're an apple tree, you're gonna go over there and try to see some fruit, some
yeah.
apples. You won't expect that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're planting seeds of whatever the seeds you're trying to plant, you're going to expect some type of a vegetation or fruit or something.
Something tangible.
What's
yeah.
happening is people are what they call planting seeds on the concrete. You know, it's not going into no real good soil. And then you don't see no fruit, and we wondering what happened when we not checking the tree and the fruit.
All facts.
The fruit is the result.
Yeah.
The time plus energy equal result. So if you spending a lot of time on something and whatever energy, it's going to bear whatever fruit. So when you don't see nothing, that's because they ain't doing nothing.
Come on.
But they gonna get on the press conferences.
Yeah.
They gonna set up the idea. The structure, you know,
yeah,
we got this training program.
Correct.
We got this, you know, this idea we trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But years will go by.
It never go into fruition.
And you don't see the outcomes, the
Facts.
Positive outcomes of none of this.
Matter of fact, they get on the news and then a family need the resources that they claimed on the news was there. And then you send the family over to get the resources and they say that ain't what they do.
Look, what's sad about it to me is we let them get away with that.
Facts.
See, they could tell you that, and you're going to hang up the phone. Okay, well, no. Yeah. I wish I could tell people I when they call me for death,
right,
missing people, human trafficking.
Right.
I'm not in the police department.
Facts.
I'm not a part of the police department. I didn't go through hours of training.
Right.
I can't help your family.
Right.
I never told nobody nothing. I said, let's get to work.
That part.
Okay. So what I'm saying is we can accept these excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can put people in the positions that's willing to do the work. And when we don't see the outcomes, that tangible outcomes, we got to move around.
All facts.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But some of these people with these titles, they got lifetime positions.
Come on.
Like, they going to retire.
Because they got the lifetime connections. And this is what I'm telling people. You know, everybody getting drunk off these titles. In the city of Milwaukee, the people that are truly qualified to do these jobs, not getting the jobs because you got to be a crook because the person hiring you is a crook.
And he bringing his team in.
Period.
It's like gone in 60 seconds.
Period.
I'm going to bring my boys in that I know that can get the job done because we ain't here to get no real work done.
That part.
We're here to put up a shell.
Well, the people that I know going to turn their head
look,
while
that,
I violate because I'm going to grease their palms.
Right.
And we all going to eat.
Look, I need my type of people.
That part.
And I ain't never said it, but it sound like they scammers.
It sound like a Ponzi scheme to me.
Scammers get together to take the money.
All facts.
Okay, so we be putting people in position that's known,
crooks.
Got track records.
Yes.
Of scamming, and we put them at the head of organizations with millions of dollars.
Ashanti Hamilton.
All of them. Incompetent. And he was just on the news.
Facts.
He was just on the news because the 4-year-old girl got hit. Now, this is my opinion on this. This is why they had to do the press conference so fast. Because they didn't want to get the backlash from the community because we asking questions now. We wondering what is the Office of Violence Prevention.
Right.
Then they couldn't
Office
answer that question. Hold on. They didn't answer that question.
They didn't.
And then they changed the name to Wellness and Safety, but he's still doing what Office of Violence Prevention was doing.
Facts.
So you changed the name to Wellness and Safety, but you still acting like you Office of Violence Prevention.
Come on. And then talking about what you can't, what you don't do.
Yeah.
So what do you do? That's the question.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I got some stuff I want to talk about, but I want to make sure that, you know.
No doubt.
But I ain't going to talk about it because it's a part two to this Ashanti Hamilton thing.
It's definitely a part two.
It's a part two to it. But
the saga continues.
But what I'm saying is, I want y'all to see with this SDC thing. I don't want to clutter all this up. I don't want to clutter your brains up.
Facts.
Let's just take it for what it is right now. SDC.
Yep.
They shut down. This is
violated.
A Northside organization. $30 million budget. 85 people. This is where all the contracts going. To the Southside.
Hey.
Okay, because you know we got a common council president that's Hispanic now.
Man, look here.
Okay, so
let's talk
a lot
about
of the
it.
Resources, you know, going over to the south side.
Yes, yes,
and they're
yes.
going to say, well, we got to go somewhere. All those contracts.
Come on.
SDC shutting down. They was a hub for people with contracts.
Facts.
And everything.
Facts.
For us on
for
the
us,
north side.
Yes.
For those tax dollars to be used on the north side.
Facts.
So now, where are all these contracts? Where are all this stuff going?
Good question.
And you know what they're going to tell you? Y'all had the program.
Facts.
And y'all messed it up.
Hey, facts.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things.
101, 7 the Truth. Tory Low Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in studio.
Hey, yo.
Look, Elizabeth Brown, I got that article from the Social Development Commission.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen.
So the benefit you're going to receive is $759 towards your bill, okay?
For decades, the Nonprofit Social Development Commission has assisted and advocated for Milwaukee County residents living in poverty. Okay. Their programs ranging from energy assistance to food programs to even the foster grandparents program Charles Dansby works for, helping special needs kids at school.
I'm there to try to help mentor them, help them with their work, anything that I could do for them.
But as he just learned, the agency abruptly shut down Friday, laid off the last of their staff, and said they were unsure they'd reopen.
It's always been here for the community. What's going on now is bothersome, really is. I hope they get back in function.
In an open letter last month, the SDC revealed, quote, instances of misallocation of funding have been uncovered.
It's really a sad situation.
Gene Shadow uses the Social Development Commission's free tax preparation program and now doesn't know if they were even filed.
And I don't want to be penalized at all for late taxes. And they said that they would, put an extension in.
Okay.
So I don't even know if that was done.
Now we got all these consumers out here waiting for taxes. And the door is closed.
Man, they got the people waiting for their taxes.
Look
so
here.
They not only did they mess up their program.
Come on.
They messing up other people's finances.
All facts. And it's supposed to be an anti-poverty agency. You understand? So we're talking about contractors who are complaining about they didn't even get paid. You understand? So, again, when we talking about the city of Milwaukee and we talking about the malfeasance. Why on our watch? Because this happening on our watch. And again, we have tried to warn individuals. But like I said, when you getting drunk off a title, when you looking at the letters behind somebody's name and you thinking that these individuals are qualified to do this job. No, they were picked because of the criminality or the lack thereof, the ability for them to turn their head while they cipher money out of the community for the last
umpteen years.
Come on, man.
And in the meantime, with that going on.
All facts.
You know, like you mentioned, Aisha Carr, you brought this up.
No doubt.
Wednesday, you know, she submitted her resignation, you know, to resign.
We ought to be ashamed.
From the school board. And was this lack of community support? What did we support the issue as a whole? To try to help her?
Come on. That's the question.
And this makes me raise an eyebrow because many times people take a stand.
All facts.
For the righteousness, for the
many. Come on.
And then we sit back and watch them
annihilate, destroy, belittle, drag. You allow this was a woman who represented the people who blew the whistle and told us that we shouldn't vote for the referendum. And why we shouldn't vote for the referendum? Because, again, in 2020, we had just gave millions.
Mm.
And there is no data of any improvement. Why would you continue to pour money in a bucket with a hole in it?
And I'll tell you this, and like I said, Aisha Carr came through the truth trying to use the airwaves.
All facts.
To tell people what's going on.
All facts.
And many times when we see those type of people that's trying to tell the people ahead of time.
All facts.
Now, they got the money.
Hey.
And 288 jobs still being lost.
Come on. And the 288 jobs is the jobs of the quote unquote poor. We talking about the teachers, the janitorial people.
The cooks.
We talking about the cooks. We talking about the teacher's assistants.
And it's people. Go right ahead.
How the hell you saying it's the best thing for the kids and you getting rid of psychologists?
I'm going to tell you this.
And we top heavy.
She tried to warn us, hey, let's rethink this.
Come on.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Now we didn't let it, you know.
It's out of hand.
They didn't win. They got the money.
And they don't give a damn.
Now you seeing The back end.
The retaliation.
And this is what happens when y'all let the establishment run things, people that don't have the best interests of the people, and y'all ignore people who do have the best interests of the people. Sometimes it gets it becomes a headache to try to press for the positivity for the people.
Facts.
Because situations like Aisha Carr, you don't have to go no farther.
Come
you
on.
Don't have to talk about what happened to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the
this modern
party.
Day.
Just talk about what happened to Aisha Carr. We don't have to even go back in the past.
Facts.
This is something that happened recent.
Facts.
And look what happened to her. How many of people going to donate to her to make sure she's straight?
That part. Now she done lost her job.
But the people she was going against getting six figures driving luxury vehicles.
Come on.
And now they about to put in a budget where they going to still release people when they was talking about they was trying to
save
the money. Come on now.
The flip side of the coin. And we always telling Truth Nation. At the end of the day, the question that I have for Truth Nation, what happens when the Tory Lowe's, the Liz, the Aisha Carr's, when we get tired? Because, see, the bullseye is on our back because we calling out the dirt. We calling it out. What happens when we get annihilated?
Look,
then what you going to do? Who you going to run to? Who you going to talk to? Because the reality of it is...
They taking pictures. Hold on. They taking pictures with these folks.
Come on.
Like when the superintendent come around?
Facts.
They take pictures.
It's celebrity
hours. They love it.
All facts.
You know, when these people that come around, that got the suits on, that don't
all
do
facts.
Nothing. Like, you taking a picture with them, but you say, oh, I took a picture with this person.
Yeah.
But you can't tell the people what they even do.
No.
And that's sad because this is what we have developed into. Most times when you talk to other cultures and
right.
you ask about their leadership.
Right.
They know exactly what that leadership does
what
for them.
What they do. You're correct.
They will tell you. They will ramble
yes.
off a couple things that they agree with and that they love, that they benefited from their leadership.
All facts.
But when I get on the north side and I talk to our community and we get out here and we get to saying we won.
Come on.
Okay. And I say, okay, that's great. But what did that person do that was beneficial to you and your community?
That part.
That's where people get to stuttering. They
Come
get
on.
To trying to remember campaign things that were said.
All facts.
They don't really know how it translates into benefiting them, and they know this.
All facts.
So that's why they come around, kiss the baby.
Facts.
You know, come around, shake your hand, because they know they ain't giving you no attention. It's kind of like a dog.
Yep.
You know, like if you get a dog attention, they get excited.
All facts.
Even though you kicked him. You know, even though you didn't feed them on time,
all facts.
Like they got you into a situation where you just happy to be acknowledged.
That part, a pat on the head.
And you know what? How they acknowledge people? They got all these awards.
Come on, man.
How you got all these award shows? How all these people
Come
black
on.
Excellence? Hold on. How you got all these
Come
black
on.
Excellence? They got a list of the top 50 Wisconsin influenced people.
Come on.
And they all Democrats. Like,
Come on.
I can't name three of them. I don't even know. Y'all got out. They got this whole list. It come out on Madison 360 every year.
Every year.
50 people.
And you ain't never been on it.
I ain't never been on it. I'm the most requested advocate. I ain't gonna never make a liberal
At all
list.
Facts.
Hold on. I'm not a liberal.
That part.
So I'm never gonna make they list because I don't benefit them. So, but and I understand that. In idea, I understand why that's happening. I'm not confused.
Again, this is the
game. But they play a game. It's so many people with awards.
Come on. They give out.
Matter of fact, it don't even add up. It's more people getting awards than in the population. Hold on.
And results.
All I'm saying is, this is when I treat you like a dog. All I got to do is throw you a biscuit.
Hey.
And I don't have to really, you know, they ain't even treating people like the dogs like some of my friends in the suburbs treat their dogs. They ain't even getting treated that good.
They ain't even going to the spa. They ain't even got the doggy daycare.
They ain't
you know
even got
saying?
The sweater.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't getting treated better than the dogs that got that's at the dog park right here downtown.
All fact that they put the homeless people out to create
to create
the dog park
for
Come
the
Come on,
man. Man.
Come on.
So
Say that.
So when you gonna transform your mind? Because the thing is, it's all mental.
It
and
is.
And anybody that's for this election, I keep asking them, what have Joe Biden done that you agree with in his term? He's the president.
Come on.
I mean, you about to go cast your vote for him.
Come on.
What has he done?
What has he done? That's a hell of a question.
Okay. Don't go into nothing about Trump.
All
don't
facts.
Go into nothing about nothing else. Biden and what has he done to improve your life?
Right.
That's it. You finna cast your vote. And they already know they got the vote because this is a Democratic stronghold.
All facts, and always have been. Yes.
So all I'm saying is, if this is the way you finna do it, forget all the mainstream boogeyman narratives. What has this man done for you? What? Can't nobody come on the lines and tell me what anybody that got these titles have done for them.
Come on.
And how they have improved their communities. And they've been in these seats so many years.
10 years. All facts. I mean, we're looking at the worst conditions we ever been in. Milwaukee, always top the worst. Number one at the worst of everything. Right now, we're sitting on 15 automatic individuals. 8 of them is black, so that's the majority minority. We got a black chief of police. We got all of these black faces in high places with no results.
Hey, look, and we say this every day. Now, I hate sounding like a broken record, because now I got to point the finger at us.
Facts.
I do.
Facts.
Because we've been talking about
this. It's about that time.
Lines got the crickets on it.
Facts.
Crickets. When it comes to asking them
the real
questions. How are they benefiting?
How are you benefiting?
From the vote.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. And I'm not pressing you. I'm not even going to get, you know what? You know when I stopped giving people smoke?
Mm.
When I knew they didn't even know what the whole concept of them even calling in was a joke. Because it's all ramble. It has nothing to do with the improvement of what we're seeing outside
Facts.
The window. And
Facts.
Sometimes you got to let people talk so you can listen to see that they are getting nothing. I don't even interrupt.
Zero zilch.
Matter of fact, I don't even interrupt nobody no more when I ask this question.
Right.
Because I want y'all to hear. Because it's shameful that we have gotten to 2024.
Come on.
And, come on. And at least on the north side, we can't even explain our position.
Facts.
And the benefit of what our movements are, how it's benefiting our neighborhood.
Look here.
So I don't have to get no smoke today.
All facts.
I came in on the radio with all the smoke.
Facts.
Because I wanted to make sure that we get in the right mind frame.
Yes.
But it's going on 4 years. I don't like repeating myself, so I just keep moving. But at the same time, I always open up the lines for it. Maybe it's something that I don't know that y'all need to call in and tell me. But
right.
The lines always stay crickets.
Because the truth hurt. You understand? Like, when it's being exposed, the truth hurt. And like we said, you know, right now, do you think anything is going to become any different outside? Different, I mean, for the better or the worse. Because like we stated, Jose Perez is the president of the Uncommon Council. You know what I'm saying? And we have a majority minority, which 8 of the automatic people are black.
Hey.
And when we talk about the seats, the committees that individuals are being put on, only 2 of the 8 made the committee list. Okay?
Mm.
That's, we're talking about the committee that decides what the people gonna need in a community.
What, the licensing?
Licensing, community and economic development, finance and personnel, the judiciary legislation, the licensing, the public safety and health committee, the public work committee, the steering of rules, the zoning neighborhoods development. Only 2 blacks out of the 8 got put on these seats.
Hold on. I thought I seen more than that. We may have to look at that again, because I looked at that. I'm about to go to break, but you have to get that list out. Because,
oh, come on.
Because I think that I saw some of the new aldermans in certain places too. So, and I saw Russell and I saw Mullaly on some stuff. So I don't know. That
2 blacks made the committee.
Sir. Out of all the committees.
You damn right.
So all the other committee members are Southside.
Come on.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to dig into that.
Come on.
I believe you, but I got to look, because
I was wondering
where the new some of the new members got positioned. But maybe I'm going to do another check. During the break, I'm going to do a check. But
that's what we're here for. We need to check each other.
No. It ain't no checking. I'm just saying, like, I thought that some of the newer aldermans got placed somewhere. So
let's do it.
No, it ain't even that. It's just I saw something the other day.
Right.
Okay, so, but when we come back, We'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Have you ever walked your enemy down like with a poker face? Have you ever paid $500,000 like to an open case? Well, I have, and I failed at both, but I came out straight.
I hate when a rapper talk about guns, then somebody die, they turn into nuns, then hop online like pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer, he wanna be junior. They must have forgot that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park his son. The very first time I shot me a drink.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers on the 1 and 2s. Pop Culture Report. Elizabeth Brown. I guess it's us for the Pop Culture
hey,
Report.
Hey, let's get it. You already know what I want to talk about.
I got one of my brothers, Reggie Buns, in the building. Look, maybe he could join us for the Pop Culture Report when it comes to this rap beef, this rap battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rap battle
Come
going
on
right here. I need your input. Hey, but I get a call, and it's Elizabeth Brown.
Yes,
and
it is.
And she done broke down the Kendrick Lamar diss.
All facts.
And what did you find out?
Hey, looky here. Where Ben Jammin at? Because, you know, Ben Jammin was so gung-ho. But look here. Kendrick Lamar, first of all, is a lyricist. And like, you know, me and Juice said, you know, there was no draw. There was none of that. So the euphoria, the name of the diss track, was actually even a shot at Drake, because it is a movie, a series that really was heavy, like over sexual transgenders and all that, that Drake was an executive producer of. So it was about kids in high school, and it wasn't nothing about, it was just all about hypersexuality, transgenderism. It was just all of these things. So that's why he named it Euphoria. But not only that, Drake had been accused, allegedly, of sexual assaulting an underage girl, and he paid, I think it was like $400,000 to make it go away, pretty much, but it didn't go away. So,
and I didn't even know that.
All facts. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? When you go deep into what it is that Kendrick Lamar is saying, he was saying, you know, the bars that he was putting together, I'm talking about like,
he was dissecting Drake's life.
And letting Drake know, like, you know.
I know a lot about you.
The transgenders, all that.
Hold on, like, look. When you told me that,
yeah,
now I had to go down the
that
rabbit
part.
Hole.
Please,
so
enlighten me.
It's a TikTok video that somebody was trying to explain the intricate
facts, details,
lyricalism.
Yes,
the slicing,
dicing
of Drake's life. So let's listen.
He just opened a can of worms with this one. Have you ever paid $500,000 to like an open case? I can say whatever y'all want to say, but it's a whole nother ball game when it ain't no capping your raps. How did I miss this? A $350,000 settlement to an alleged sexual assault victim. June 18, 2019. The complaint obtained by The Blast was recently filed by Laquana Morris, a.k.a. Layla Lace, with the
Not
New
the
York
name.
Attorney Grievance Committee. Says I, Laquana Morris, signed a retainer agreement with Alexander C. on January 23, 2018. I explained to him that I was sexually assaulted by the rapper Drake, how Drake forced me to perform on him. It wasn't your ordinary.
Oh, wow.
It was more so a fetish. And then they blanked out the rest of the complaint. I did not know this, y'all. See, that's what rap beef do. Like, at the end of the day.
Hey.
Expose them.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. So now I've seen other videos explaining other parts of Kendrick's lyrics that we probably didn't understand.
All facts.
To some real life action that was going on in Drake's life.
Yep.
Even with
Drake got robbed.
Even with Euphoria.
Yes.
And that's a show.
That's a show that Drake produced, and it was all about underage children, hypersexuality, transgenderism, you name it. Which, you know what I'm saying? Like, again.
Oh, wow.
Drake wearing the Bo Reds with the Kendrick When I say slayed him.
You got to see, and to the people that's listening to the simple lyrics, this made me really back up because I did do a reaction. I heard it. I was like, I didn't even understand all of what Kendrick was doing with the lyrics.
All facts.
Now I'm like, oh.
Man, look here.
Like,
he even said to
every
the
every bar got a news article attached
every,
to it.
Every bar got a news article from
oh, wow.
Kendrick.
So now I got to go read
yes.
all of the stuff that he was trying to allude to.
Not even did he allude to it. He was calling out what Drake's next move going to be, which is trying to say that Kendrick Lamar's wife cheated on him or whatever. So Kendrick, even in his verse of killing Drake, let him know, like, what you don't want to do is call me out, because while you talking about lies, I'm going to tell your truth.
All right, hold on. But the one thing I did see people kind of give Kendrick some pushback on was that Kendrick's wife is mixed race.
Facts.
So he talking about Drake being mixed race.
Yeah.
But he's married to a woman that's mixed race.
Right. But the woman that's mixed race not out here
saying the N-word.
That part.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, I was yesterday years old when I started understanding that Kendrick, it wasn't just lyrics.
No, it's a whole story. And I'm talking about when he read Drake his rights, even to the point of him getting robbed, like, just take your time.
And snitching.
Hard.
And it's some known paperwork on that, too.
Paperwork, informant.
Oh, wow. See, that boy, that's a bad boy. You know, that boy good. That boy good.
I'm telling you, took him, look here, blazed him, bodied him, buried him, dug him back up, you know what I'm saying? Flatlined him again, and then told him, this time, when you come back, because whatever, the only thing that they saying Drake got left is something about Kendrick Lamar's wife cheating or whatever, but.
But they stayed together.
But Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick
like
Lamar put it in, he put it in the diss. Like, if that's the best you can do, because when I allow you to come out with whatever you think you got on my wife, then I'm gonna kill everything that you believe is yours. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I'm here with the popcorn and the soda.
Hey,
you know, because the thing is, when you see things like this, as long as it ain't hitting the streets,
facts.
Long as it's
he's just reading them as
long
right.
as this is competitive.
Yes.
I'm with it.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm here with the popcorn. You know, it's like the WNBA.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to watch it.
It's entertainment.
Because the young college girls that's going into the WNBA, they're going to be playing here soon.
Hey, what's crazy?
The season about to start. So I'm interested in to see how that plays out in the WNBA.
Right.
But now that the rap is going and all of these, it seemed like Cat Williams affected everybody out here trying to expose, you know.
But it's time. Because, again, when the wound is exposed, it can heal. You know what I'm saying? Usually when it's covered up, it got the pus in it. It's festering. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, family turmoil. When you put it out in the ethers, you not only holding others accountable, but you holding yourself accountable. And like I said, anything I done already told you, you can't hit me over the head with it. Because I'm living in my truth. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now I can stop further damage for future generations that's coming behind me. So in 2024, it's time for us to expose what have not been exposed so we can move forward.
Our true history.
Hey, when you know better, you do better.
And that's what Kendrick's doing.
That part.
Puff! Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Kissing and hugging on stage. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lanez. And then 8 bars, I'll explain that phrase. It's nothing nobody can tell me. I don't want to talk on no celly. You know I got language barriers. It's no accent you can sell me. Your Cole and Ivory know I'm a selfish. The crown is heavy. I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly. I don't like you popping that Pharrell for him. I inherit the beef. You all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T. You better off spinning again on him. You think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What the f*** is this, a 20v1? What's a prince to a king? He a son. Get more love in a city that you run. Metro, shut your up and make some drums.
Yeah, I'm the sixth guy. I'm the front runner. Y'all manager was Charles.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in studio. Pop Culture Report. Hey, look, the Bucks.
Hey. They pulled it off. Look, you know without what I'm saying?
They the first team in history
come on.
To win a playoff game without their top two scores.
That part.
Pow! Yeah,
let's go, Bucks.
And you know what I'm saying? Before we got into the playoffs, people was kind of down in the bench.
Oh, no.
And I ain't going to say who it was, Tony Smith. Marquette.
Notice how he didn't show up today,
too. Yeah, he
too.
Didn't even show up today.
You know what I'm saying?
And I was like, hey, we got some people in there with the experience.
All facts.
You know, they got the playoff experience and stuff like that. They going to do something.
All
and now
facts.
It's up to the people that I was talking about.
All facts. That's real. Real talk.
You know, he laughed when I said that.
And now we laughing. You know what I'm saying? Because the bitch came in.
Snap. I'm talking about these are the people.
Come on.
You know.
Come on.
Bobby Porter, six man.
Come on.
29 points. Pat Bev shining.
Come on.
Beasley. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you. Beasley wasn't even playing. Come they on. Had him on the bench.
Facts.
Hey, see, when I say stuff, people think it's because they'll throw it off that I'm a Bucks fan. But yeah, I'm a Bucks fan. That's why I know we got talent on the bench.
All facts.
And now it's the bench winning the game.
Come on. All I said was Doc River need to turn the bench loose. Turn them loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially since all our major players is hurt, we ain't got nothing to lose. Like, it's time to see what they going to do. And not only that, give them that experience so you can reach into the bench and get the pieces that you need on nights that you ain't seen, you know. The practice players eventually got to become the player.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, we got a game in Indy.
All facts. Don't be tough.
And look, let me tell you something. I'm doing the Pat Bev, you too small. You know what I mean? I'm running around with my hand on the ground, running around. They let the dark-skinned brothers in the house. They let the dark-skinned brothers off the bench. Hey!
Hey, they going to mess around and find out.
I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying, quit doubting. Not only that, because I got to give Truth Nation, you know what I'm saying? Myself, yourself, especially your 101.7, The Truth. We was running around here with the frequency that the Bucks was going to kill it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Energy is strong.
Hey,
frequency is strong. And they showed up and showed out. So
I'm
salute
just proud
to the Bucks.
I'm proud of them. And,
me too.
And you know, everybody said Chris Middleton didn't have it. You know,
come on.
He was a role player. You
come
know.
On.
Now, you know, I hate bandwagons.
Man. Milwaukee is a city of bandwagoners, fam.
I'm
though.
Just saying, like, you got to feel the frequency. You can't just be up and down, up and down.
Everybody ain't look, ready, fam.
The bench slow.
Hey.
They wasn't looking slow when they was whooping them up, they're
man,
chopping them
look,
up.
Look here.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, look, stop going with all the hype.
Facts.
You know.
Stand on something.
I like my
be
brothers.
Firm
I like
something.
My brothers in the media, but sometimes I be thinking that they not
it's
tapped
a script,
in.
It's
they
a
just
script,
they not tapped
fam.
In. Because I'm going to tell you, the Bucks had won a championship. Most of those players on the floor
got the experience.
Come on. I mean, yeah, the last two playoff experience ended kind of tragic, and
but
they expected the same outcome.
Facts.
But like I said, they fighting, and
come
it's
on.
The bench.
Look here, I don't. Whoever it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tory Lowe might not know everything.
No,
you know
I don't.
What I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he was right about Jordan Love.
Mm.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, I said it. It's 10 games.
All facts. And you've been right so far. So, salute to you.
Hey, see, Elizabeth, you know, you.
That's all I'm saying,
that's
King.
All I,
like,
know,
I got your.
Just a little,
I got, look, you, yeah. I'm going to keep you straight.
That's,
you understand?
That's powerful.
Hey.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. And I'm going to open up the lines. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.